Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and I welcome you to the program. If this is your first time listening, that's great. We've been doing a series on the One Another passages. I've called this series the One Another Principles. If you've never listened to any of them, you can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com and listen to the other messages, or I can send you copies, manuscripts. We want you to grow in the grace of Christ. That's one of our mission statements, to know God's love, grow in the grace of Christ, and go in the power of the Holy Spirit, and sow seeds of faith. Today, we finished the One Another Principles. Over the past 10 weeks, we have learned how we are to greet one another, honor one another, be devoted to one another, serve one another, submit to one another, live in harmony with one another, accept one another, bear with one another, and love with one another. Love one another. Last week, if you were listening, we had those powerful words from 1 John when Jesus says this, and this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. Let us go to the Lord in prayer before we turn to God's word. Oh, Lord God Almighty, your love is unfailing. Your love is incomprehensible. Your love is inconceivable. And Lord, help us to love with an unfailing love. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to 1 John chapter 4, 7 through 21. If you don't have a Bible, we will mail you one. Just email me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship, and we will put a Bible in the mail to you. If you have your Bibles, 1 John chapter 4, 7 through 21. Listen for God's word for you. Dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. That's a deep, powerful word. We could spend all day just reflecting on how much God loves us. Verse 11 says, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." That's powerful. Think of that. God loved us. He sent us his Son as atoning sacrifice. And then in verse 11, he says, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. We know that we live in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world." Verse 15, "If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God." Verse 16, "And so we know and rely on the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because of this world, we are like him." Verse 18, "There is no fear in love." There's no fear in love. "But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And the one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. 1 John chapter 4, 7 through 21. I don't know if you had your Bibles or if you're just driving or working, but I don't know if you caught it. The word love is used 26 times in 14 verses. 26 times in 14 verses. That's almost two times in every verse. Do you know that the word love is used 733 times in the Bible? And one of the Hebrew words for love is the word hesed, C-H-E-S-E-D. It's a kind of a guttural word. It's chesed or hesed. This word can be translated with many different words, words like loving kindness, steadfast love, unfailing love, and mercy. My favorite translation of the word hesed is unfailing love. The psalmist tells us that the steadfast love, the unfailing love of the Lord, endures forever. What a wonderful promise for us to stand on. God's hesed, God's unfailing love for us, for you, for me, will endure last forever. No matter what is thrown at us, no matter what we do or don't do, God's unfailing love for us is going to last forever. In the Greek language, there are at least five Greek words used for the word for love. The word that John uses in this letter here is agape or agapeo. Agape love is the love that doesn't make sense. Let me say that again. Agape love is the love that doesn't make sense. Agape love isn't something you deserve, something that you earn. Agape love is love freely given with no regard for the deservedness of the recipient. It is what I love to call outrageous or lavish love. Love is a many splendored thing, as they say. Let's remember a few things, though. John was picked by Jesus as a young man to be a disciple. This book that we just read in 1 John was written around 85, maybe 90 AD, which is about 50 years past the resurrection. If John was 15 when he began following Jesus, he is now 65 years old writing this book. John may have been the only surviving disciple at this time, and he wanted to reassure Christians in their faith. Here in 1 John, John truly wants to make a point. 26 times in 14 verses, he writes about love. John used the word love 43 times in the entire letter. Did you hear me? Go read 1 John. That's my challenge. That's maybe a so what that begins here at the middle of the passage of this study. My so what for you is go and read 1 John. You're going to find in 1 John 43 times the word love is written. Not only does he use the word love 26 times in these 14 verses, which we read, he uses the phrase love one another three times. In verse 7, it's an exhortation. An exhortation is a challenge. He says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. And everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. In verse 11, it is a statement of duty. He says, dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And in verse 12, it's a hypothesis. It's no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. Three times he uses the phrase, love one another. John is now a very older man. He spent 3 years with Christ. He witnessed miracles. He witnessed the crucifixion. He witnessed the resurrection and the ascension. What John is teaching here is unmistakable. God is love. This letter was circulated around the early church, and Pastor John is telling them that God is light, God is spirit, and God is love. That's what you'll find if you read 1 John this week. It's a short little book. You can read it in 1 week. I challenge you to do it. Pick up your Bible and read 1 John, and you'll find God is light, God is spirit, God is love. When God was about to create humankind, says a Jewish legend, he took into counsel the angels that stood around his throne. "Create him not," said the angel of justice, "for if thou dost, he will commit all kinds of wickedness against his fellow men, and he will be hard and cruel and dishonest and unjust. Create him not," said the angel of truth, "for he will be false and deceitful to his brother man and even to thee. Create him not," said the angel of holiness, he will follow that which is impure in thy sight and dishonor thee to thy face. Then stepped forward the angel of mercy, God's best beloved, and said, "Create him, our heavenly Father, for when he sins and turns from the path of right and truth and holiness, I will take him tenderly by the hand and speak loving words to him and then lead him back to you." Our act is to sin. When we are left to ourselves, we will choose ourselves. Our act is to sin. God's act is to love and send. So ours is to sin, S-I-N, but God's act is to love and send, S-E-N-D. We are told that God sent his one and only Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by The Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. This message is love one another, God's love, and our love. We're finishing our series on the one another principles with a great crescendo, love one another. Left to ourselves, we would not love God, and sometimes we won't love others. Well, maybe I could say most of the time we won't love others. In fact, I think we're gearing up to love ourselves more than anyone else. We would hate God and oppose him if we're left to ourselves. It took God's boundless sacrificial love to break our hearts of stone and bring us back to him. Nabil Qureshi, a Muslim convert to Jesus Christ, had a resolutely Muslim friend called Sahar, who was attracted to parts of Christianity but couldn't accept the idea of God becoming a human being. On one occasion, she honestly asked, "How can you believe Jesus is God if he was born through the birth canal of a woman that he had to use the bathroom? Aren't these things beneath God?" Qureshi affirmed her questions and then asked her one in his turn. He said, this is a question that Nabil gave to his Muslim friend. "Sahar, let's say that you are on your way to a very important ceremony and you're dressed in your finest clothes and you're about to arrive just on time, but then you see your daughter drowning in a pool of mud. What would you do? Let her drown and arrive looking dignified? Or rescue her but arrive at the ceremony covered in mud?" Her response was a very matter of fact. "Of course I would jump in the mud and save her." Nuancing the question a little bit more, Qureshi asked her, "Let's say there were others with you. Would you send someone else to save her, or would you save her yourself?" She responded, "If she is my daughter, how could I send someone else? They would not care for her like I do. I would do it myself, definitely." Qureshi said, "If you, being human, love your daughter so much that you're willing to lay aside your dignity to save her, how much more can you expect God, if he is our loving Father, to lay aside his majesty to save us?" What a profound question. What a great analogy. The biblical story of God eventually won Sahar's heart. As Qureshi reported, the message of God's selfless love, God's hesed or agape, had overpowered her and she could no longer remain a Muslim. She accepted Jesus as her Savior. Listen, I'm going to say, if there's someone listening right now who's never asked Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there's no better time than right now to turn to Him and say, Jesus, I believe in You. Forgive me of my sins. I accept You as my Lord and Savior. Rescue me. In Jesus' name I pray. Let Jesus come into your heart and let Him rescue you from the mud of your life. Over the past few weeks, we've been learning the one another principles. Love one another is such a powerful aspect of life, of a life in Christ and our lives with one another. This loving one another becomes hard work when we get hurt or betrayed or mistreated or neglected. But there are no conditions on God's love for us when we mistreat God's love. When we say that God loves in the Bible, we need to understand that God does not say, I love you if, or I love you because, or I love you when. God says, I love you with an unconditional, unqualified, unreserved, unrestrained, unrestricted, unlimited, unhindered, and unfailing love. And there is nothing, no, nothing that you can ever do about that. Think about how deep, how wide, how high, how long God's love is. God says, I love you with an unconditional, unqualified, unreserved, unrestrained, unrestricted, unlimited, unhindered, and unfailing love. And there's nothing, no, nothing you can do about that. This past week, I talked with a teacher who just retired after 25 years of teaching in an elementary school. I told her to think of all the lives of the children that she touched in those 25 years. She said that she figured she had over 5,000 children come through her classroom in those 25 years. I thought about that for a little bit and reflected on the opportunity she had been given to love one another as God had loved her. Then I stopped to reflect on all the different people who I have met and ministered with through my many years of ministry. Well, I wonder, will we ever know all the people whose lives we've ever touched? That's a rhetorical question. But I think of all the people that you might touch. I would ask you to stop, and not if you're driving, but stop and think about all the people that have touched you and all the people that you have touched and will touch with God's love. How can you learn to love one another? Ray Bolts is a songwriter, singer who wrote a wonderful song. It's called Thank You. I won't sing it, but I'm going to read the lyrics to you. I dreamed I went to heaven. You were there with me. We walked along the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing. Then someone called your name. You turned and saw a young man. He was smiling as he came. He said, friend, you may not know me now, but then he said, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. Every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. One morning when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart, thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Then another man stood before you and said, remember the time? A missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. One by one they came, as far as the eye could see, each one somehow touched by your generosity. little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, heaven now proclaims. And I know up in heaven that you're not supposed to cry, but I was almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. And he said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. After all these weeks of working through these one another principles, we are back to Mr. Rogers. If you listen to all the programs, I used a couple quotes from Fred Rogers, the creator of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, a children's television show that began airing in 1968 and ran until 2000. There were 895 episodes. In 1997, Mr. Rogers won the Emmy Lifetime Achievement Award. This is an excerpt from his speech. This is what he said in 1997 when he won the Emmy. So many people have helped me to come to this night. Some of you are here. Some are far away. Some are even in heaven. All of us have special ones who have loved us into being. Would you just take, along with me, 10 seconds to think of the people who have helped you become who you are? Those who have cared about you and wanted what was best for you in your life. 10 seconds of silence. I'll watch the time. Whomever you've been thinking about, how pleased they must be to know the difference you feel that they've made. 10 seconds. The video shows actors and actresses started tearing up during and after those 10 seconds of silence. Now, I know on the radio they tell us don't leave too much silence. And if I left 10 seconds of silence, that'd probably be too much. But I'm going to give you a few seconds just to think for a moment of all the lives of people you have touched or the lives of the people who have touched you. Our so what for today is this. As we prepare to celebrate in God's love, let us just take this time today and think about all those who have been a part of our lives. Go out this week. Here's your so what. Go out this week and show the kind of love at least to 7 people. 7 people. That's one a day. That's your challenge. Love one another, love one person, 7 different people, one a day. Think of how loving one another is exponential. 1 to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 8, 8 to 16, 16 to 32, 32 to 64, 64 to 128, 128 to 256. You get it? Your challenge, your so what today is go out and love one another. I'm going to ask you to love one another, love one person for 7, love 7 people one a day. That's your so what. Before we close, let's close in a prayer. Lord Jesus, help us to love one another as you have loved us. Let us reach out and love one another as you have loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I give thanks that you're listening to the Seed of Faith, and I would ask a special prayer today to pray for a good friend of mine, Herman. He is actually the person that underwrites the program, the Seed of Faith, and he's been diagnosed with cancer. I'd ask you that you'd pray for Herman during this time and his wife, Barbara, and lift him up in prayer. God loves you, and so do I. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.